That is the beautiful voice of Danielle Nicole. She will be here in Galesburg with her Danielle Nicole band coming up Friday night, Fat Fish Pub. Ah, man, what an incredible voice gets compared to a lot of people. I got to throw one out there. I'll talk about this coming up in just a bit. And joining us here this morning is Danielle Nicole. Danielle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good. Well, thanks so much for taking some time to join us here this morning. I know your voice gets compared to a lot of people, and your voice is yours is Danielle Nicole's voice, but you know, I know there you get compared to Bonnie Raitt, Etta James, and many others. You know, the first time I heard you, one of the ones I thought of was Gladys Knight. You had something Gladys Knight-esque in your voice as well. Is that one that you hear sometimes as well?
I've heard it a few times, and that's, you know, any artist, you know, likes to have their individuality, but Gladys, I don't mind that that I remind, you know, that I inspire the recollection of her, because she's been one of the most insanely amazing vocalists that I've ever heard. Just the way that she can deliver a line, and I mean, just when she wants a growl or smoothness, it's she's got it all. So I don't mind that.
Well, that clip of the song we played was the title track from your album "Cry No More," which actually earned you a Grammy nomination last year for Contemporary Blues Album. I mean, we can go down the list. I mean, you've been nominated and won so many different awards: 2019 Blues Music Award for Instrumentalist of the Year for "You on the Bass," the Contemporary Female Blues Artist, CAFB Artist of the Year. At the Independent Blues Awards, Contemporary Album for "Cry No More," Contemporary Song for "Cry No More," the Music Video for "Cry No More," Blues Blast Music Awards, Best Contemporary Album, again, Blues Album for "Cry No More," Debut Artist. You're in the Kansas South Blues Society Hall of Fame and the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. And then even before you were out as the Danielle Nicole Band, a lot of people know the band Trampled Underfoot that you and a couple of your siblings put together. You won awards with them. Let's kind of go back and start. Where did the music start for you? At what age and where did you find that interest in music?
Well, it's I come from a long line of musicians in my family. My great aunt and uncle were string players. My grandmother on my mom's side was a big band singer. Both of my parents played. So music was always around the house. Instruments were always around the house. And, you know, my brothers and I, we used to go to the jams with our parents and some of the more kid-friendly festivals and stuff like that. And so it became just really natural for us, just the musical side of it. But actually going out and pursuing it as a career and a dream, we were kind of first generation, my brothers and I. So we didn't have a lot, we didn't have any familial experience in the business side of it, so we just kind of jumped in, and we were able to tour all around the world for almost a decade. And you know, some of the best memories of being on stage and sharing stage with you know, some of the musicals, you know, especially in the blues music, you know, some of the musicians that are on the forefront of this generation, it's been incredible, some of the stuff that I got to do with Trampled Underfoot. But yeah, we just kind of fell into it. And, you know, I've been listening to Etta James and Bonnie Raitt since I was a toddler. So just that, you know, female front person, you know, with power and grace has always just been, you know, in front of me. And it's just something I couldn't think of not doing anymore.
You know, you kind of get, I wouldn't say pigeonhole, but, you know, they talk about you being a blues band. But that wasn't really necessarily, especially with Trampled Underfoot. You were just musicians, and maybe you may have even leaned a little more. I mean, it was bluesy, but you leaned a little bit toward the rock side, it seemed like, at that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tough. I mean, we listened to a lot of Zeppelin growing up. So we were just inherently, you know, rockers. But it, you know, there is a stigmatic issue with when you put the word blues, you insert the word blues as a description, and especially youth, just really, it does kind of pigeonhole you. But honestly, blues is just America's music. It's the foundation of music. When you're listening to rap, that's blues. When you're listening to country, it's been washed down quite a bit, but the foundation of American music is blues. So it kind of frustrates me that there's not more of a foundational respect in that music. But anybody who knows, and anybody who has really studied music absolutely loves the blues because they understand that that's where groove starts. That's where funk started. That's where country started. That's where it all starts. So it's socially, it's kind of weird, you know, being like, oh, well, they're just a blues artist. I'm like, just, you know, we're not, I'm not a traditional blues artist by any means, but I have a heavy respect for that music. And I feel like coming from Kansas City where, you know, it's one of the earliest places to swing besides New Orleans. I just think that there, I was raised up to have a foundational respect for that music, especially coming from parents of musicians. But yeah, no, it's, we're not a traditional blues band. I've never really claimed to be a traditional blues artist. I like to say that, you know, it's American music, and we, especially with the Danielle Nicole, we touch on everything. You know, if you can't find a song that you could dance to in our show, there's something wrong with you, kind of thing. You know, that's where I'm at.
Danielle Nicole, the Danielle Nicole Band, joining us this morning. They'll be at Fat Fish Pub here in Galesburg coming up on Friday night. And, you know, and you're right. You mentioned that basically without the blues, you don't have country, you don't have rock, you don't have R&B, rap, whatever. You don't have it without that foundation of the blues.
Not at all. And there was, you know, somebody, a really great musician out of the Northeast, Scott Sherrard, he put it in a really cool way. I hope he doesn't mind me quoting him, but he's like, basically blues, it's the salt of food. It's literally in every single recipe. It's in desserts. It's in the main course. It's in appetizers. It's in soup. If you literally, you can't have, you know, all recipes require some amount of salt, and that's the blues. It's that respect and that foundation of it. So it's everywhere for sure.
Well, and you know, and listening to, and I don't know, maybe I shouldn't call, sometimes I call it modern blues, or talking with you and listening to your music or some of the other artists who come through here that aren't, you know, that kind of say the same thing, not necessarily traditional blues, but it's based in blues. I mean, the current music of those artists being pigeonholed as blues artists, to me, you know, growing up, when I grew up in the 70s, I was a big fan of rock. I was a big fan of R&B, and I hear all those elements in what, you know, current artists are playing that are considered blues. I mean, you know, what other rock music today, you're not getting the guitar solo like you used to, but you're getting it in what's considered blues now. You're not getting that great bass beat necessarily that you got in the blues. So it all kind of comes full circle.
It really does. I think one of the losses of personally is one of the main mistakes that a lot of guitarists especially are making is that they're not putting the emotion into it. They're not speaking through, they're just notes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to speak bad about any genre of music, but like where heavy metal, those guitar licks, those are classical guitar licks. Like those are classical, you know, like box scales and stuff like that. And so when you're listening to jam bands and when you're listening to the funk bands, you know, they're playing off of blues scales for sure. And so, like you said, it's in there. All of the feel is in there. I mean, all of the sounds are in there. But I think something that really is getting overlooked a lot is the actual emotionality in the notes. Just like a vocalist portrays emotion without even saying a word with a ooh or an ah, you can relay desperation or in-depth love or jealousy. You know, you can convey that without saying words. And I think that it goes the same for musicians that play instruments, is you can convey that emotion.
Danielle Nicole, the Danielle Nicole Band, will be here in Galesburg Friday night at Fat Fish Pub. And Danielle, you obviously lead vocals, but you also play the bass, and you did with your brothers in Trampled Underfoot as well. When did that start? Was that the first instrument that you picked up?
Here and playing.
Oh, I think we lost you there for a second. You there, Danielle?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay, sorry about that. You cut out a little bit. Hey, well, what I was going to ask is, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, what I was going to ask, you know, obviously your lead vocals, and even when you sang with your brothers with Trampled Underfoot, you were also playing the bass. When did that come about? Was that the first instrument you picked up, and why the bass?
Well, I picked up the bass in my late teens, and it was to keep Trampled Underfoot a family band, because my oldest brother Nick already played guitar, Chris already played drums, And, you know, we were just on the phone and we were just like, well, who would we hire on base? You know, we couldn't think of anybody in Kansas City and we weren't in a financial position to be hiring heavy hitters outside of town. And so I was just like, well, you know, I'll learn and I'll see what's going on. And I originally had played tenor saxophone in middle school very briefly, but I learned the bass scale and I liked the foundation of it all. And I had been playing some acoustic guitar. I love to play rhythm on acoustic. I hate to lead on sixth string, but I really noticed that I enjoy the foundations of it and being in the melody of it, just being in the basement with the drums. And so I really just fell in love with doing it. And then when Trampled Underfoot disbanded, someone had asked, they're like, well, are you still going to play bass? And I was like, yeah, but are you seriously asking me that? You know, I was like, I did all this work on it, and now I'm just gonna throw 10 years of working away. I love it, and it is a constant challenge, you know, being able to play bass and have these syncopated lines while you're going against the lyrics, and it's really fun for me. But I also like to play very simplistically. I don't consider myself really busy at all. As a bass player, but I think it also opens up and leaves room for me to still vocally stretch out as well, you know, and I feel like I'm a stronger singer than a bass player. And so to keep it foundationally spacious on bass is actually a lot more difficult, than you'd think, and trying to sing over it. But I really enjoy the challenge and the relationship between the vocals and the bass. It's not tug of war so much, but it's like getting the teeth and the gears to fit properly.
You know, I just found out we have so much in common. I played the tenor sax for like 5 minutes when I was in fifth grade, and I own a bass that I can't play. So we have so much in common.
Well, I played the tenor sax for about a year and a half in middle school, and I really enjoyed it. But we moved schools, and it was a Kansas City school, and they actually didn't offer band, which was heartbreaking.
Wow.
In the school, because Kansas City schools are just, you know, that's a whole other conversation in and of itself. But the middle school just didn't have a band. And so, you know, I was renting from the school that I had been in, and we didn't have money. We didn't have money growing up, you know, so my parents couldn't afford to buy me a saxophone. And so I wasn't, you know, I didn't love it enough to where my parents were like, okay, we're going to buy you a saxophone, you know, and I do miss it a lot. Like anytime I get a chance to play with horn players and someone rips in with that growl, I'm like, ooh, I can feel it in my chest. I'm like, oh, I miss it.
Danielle Nicole, the Danielle Nicole Band, will be at Fat Fish Pub coming up this Friday night. And Danielle, I wanted to mention, you talk about being from Kansas City. What the heck is going on there? So many great young artists, and especially great young female artists coming out of there. Obviously, Samantha Fish, her sister Amanda. What's going on there? I mean, is the music scene just hopping there at this point?
You know, Kansas City it's got its ebb and its flow. You know, Sam worked really, really hard and she's made a really great name for herself. I think that's absolutely amazing. There's a new generation of musicians that are coming out, and it's not necessarily something in the water, but I think that Kansas City is a great place to kind of stew, you know. There are musicians that have come out of Kansas City that aren't from here that are flourishing, and that's great too. You know, it's a great launching pad, I think, for a lot of musicians, because we have the mix of the Chicago blues and the Delta blues. We've got a strong foundation and respect for older music. I mean, our jazz scene was insane. So, I think in that aspect, you know, there were a lot of people that were watching Trampled Underfoot that were in the youth. And, you know, we paved the way for a lot of these young artists to get out. And, you know, I couldn't be more grateful for the time that Trampled Underfoot spent kind of cultivating the scene in Kansas City.
Danielle Nicole of the Danielle Nicole Band joining us here this morning. They'll be at Fat Fish Pub coming up this Friday night. You talked earlier about, you know, listening to like Zeppelin growing up. What, talk about some of your influences as a younger person. I know you said, you know, you also listened a lot to like a Bonnie Raitt and Etta James. What other groups and other kinds of music influenced you growing up?
You know, we listened, my dad had a really, really extensive record collection. And, you know, I was taught to harmonize listening to the Everly Brothers. Like, my mom loved the Everly Brothers. And so, I mean, it was literally, it ranged from Zappa to Pink Floyd to Janis Joplin to Etta James to Nina Simone. Like, I'm so grateful that my dad, really had such a huge palette for music. You know, I can't think of a time in my youth where I wasn't getting yelled at for going through his records. You're gonna mess those up, you know? And I'm like, but it's music, it'll be fine. And then now that I have my own record collection of kids, I'm like, don't touch those. You're gonna scratch them. but I mean, it was seriously huge, you know? And I loved the music that was relevant at the time of my youth as well. Like, I was a huge Boyz II Men, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, you know, and Adele. Like, I think that having that strong upbringing of just listening to all types of music that my parents did. I mean, there was Charlie Patton, there was country, there was everything. It really helped me to embrace like all styles of music, but it also helped me to really appreciate the blues as well because of that, because I hear it in everything.
Danielle Nicole with us with the Danielle Nicole Band. They'll be at the Fat Fish Pub Friday night. Danielle, where can people, if they're interested in your music, where can they find it to purchase your music?
Well, the best way to purchase a Danielle Nicole product is either at one of my live shows or on my website, DanielleNicoleMusic.com. You know, we run all of our social media. We're all over iTunes and all of that as well. But I think the way that any purchase would impact the artist the most is to go to their website or go to one of their live shows to where the artist actually gets the money.
And you can do that this Friday night at Fat Fish Pub. You guys will be playing. I wanted to mention your guitarist, Brandon Miller. I am pretty sure, has he gone out and done some solo stuff? Because I'm pretty sure we had him on the air last year or a couple years ago that he played here at Fat Fish as well.
Yeah. Brandon has a really incredible original rock group. And he's about to come out.
Oh, there you go. Just cut out for a second. There we go.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, Brandon has a really great original rock band, the Brandon Miller Band, and he's got an album coming out August 1st. So in between my touring, he does his touring as well. But, no, he's got a really, really great band, and I've been listening to some of the new stuff. I'm so excited for him as well. So check out his band, too. For sure.
All right. Well, Danielle Nicole and the Danielle Nicole Band will be at Fat Fish Pub coming up this Friday night. You can get your tickets there. You may not be able to get them at the door, so you better get them ahead of time. You never know. So that'll be this Friday night at Fat Fish Pub. Danielle, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us this morning. Really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to the show this Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. I would definitely recommend getting the tickets ASAP because we usually won't have them at the door.
All right. Sounds good. Danielle, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking.